From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. After a Bastille Day celebration in Paris that put the United States at the center of festivities, French President Emmanuel Macron arrived in Nice for a somber memorial. He was there to honor the 86 people killed during last year's truck terror attack that killed the revelers celebrating Bastille Day. Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for that attack. Some of the victims' families were also present, and Macron will meet them privately. Nearly a dozen men armed with knives and batons and wearing red headbands burst into the largest market in the Democratic People's Republic of Congo, capital of Kinshasa, on Friday. A witness says that everything was calm until about 1 p.m. People then came in and disarmed the policeman in front of the market administrator's office, and they stuck him with several times with a knife until he was dead. They then broke the door of the administrator's office, and they killed her with two point-blank shots and then with a knife before they left. The incident has heightened security fears. The Pentagon says Abu Sayyed was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Kunar province earlier this week. He was the head of the Islamic State's self-styled Khorasan province branch in Afghanistan. Sayyed is the third Islamic State Khorasan leader killed by U.S. forces since mid-2016. The Pentagon said other IS members were also killed in the raid on the group's headquarters in northeastern Kunar province on Tuesday. Those deaths will significantly disrupt the terror group's plan to expand in Afghanistan, according to a released Pentagon statement. Be sure to follow VOA on social media platforms for further updates. This is VOA News.